For the past year, sexual assault has been one of the major issues UNC has faced as a community. In that time, female students from campuses across the nation have come forward with their stories and have now spurred the federal government to take action. Last month, President Barack Obama announced the formation of a task force dedicated to investigating sexual assault on college campuses.
These young women worked so hard just to get into college. Often their parents are doing everything they can to help them pay for it. So when they finally make it there, only to be assaulted, that is not just a nightmare for them and their families. It's an affront to everything they've worked so hard to achieve.
The president's announcement followed his renewal of the now 20-year-old Violence Against Women Act, which aims to increase penalties for repeat offenders. The White House also released a report which found that 1 in 5 women have been assaulted in college, and just 12% report incidents to law enforcement. This second statistic was one of the factors that led 4 female UNC students and a former administrator to file a complaint with the Department of Education last year out of frustration with the red tape involved in the reporting process for accusers at UNC. One of those accusers, senior Andrea Pino, said she is pleased the issue has gained national attention.
Well, I think it's definitely a great first step that the president has decided to tackle campus sexual violence as its own issue. It's usually just been tied on to the Violence Against Women Act or just a lot of more gender-based issues, but it hasn't been tackled as its own epidemic. So I think it's definitely a great first step.
Pino said while UNC has begun a national conversation, much more work has yet to be done in making the lives of female students less hectic.
I think that UNC, you know, because we were the first to be in this national wave of 2013, we are a little bit longer along the lines of correcting some of the issues that we address. But I think we are also very much focused on public relations in many ways. And I think we're not really tackling a lot of the crux of the issue, which is, you know, a lot of students aren't getting resources. A lot of it hasn't focused a lot around the policy, and it hasn't been as transparent as it should be.
To address those concerns, a new Title IX coordinator position was created last spring to lead a task force which is working to rewrite UNC's sexual assault policies. Christy Hurt, who served in the role on an interim basis last year, says a good deal of progress has already been made.
And what we have done so far is really change the kinds of support that people have access to when they first come to UNC and want to make a report that something's happened to them. We have galvanized our resources in a way that helps to make sure that people get full information about a whole menu of support options that they can get when they first encounter our systems, and that we help bridge back to community resources too.
While sexual assault is a serious issue for universities, Hertz said in many ways the events of the last year have been helpful for shedding light on the issue.
I do think it's a good thing that UNC's been through what it's been through because it has gotten all hands on deck in a unique way. I think that the students blew a whistle that brought us all to attention, and I think that's provided the opportunity to really look at the whole system altogether, and that has helped keep us in the forefront of the conversation.
They continued to lead the conversation last week when a UNC student helped start a petition to include a student activist on the federal task force. So far, it has more than 200 signatures. Pino says these grassroots efforts are essential for making further progress at the national and local level.
I think that if we let the university handle on its own and not give our input, then we're failing, right? We're only failing ourselves, we're failing students are going to come, because students should be a part of the solution.
Pino graduates this spring, but says she wants to continue speaking out on an issue that has directly affected her life and so many others her age across the nation. In Chapel Hill, I'm Daniel Scheer.